So I am Vincent from India, coming from Tamil Nadu, down south state. And my organization is PEAL, P-E-A-L, People's Education for Action and Liberation. Mainly it's a human rights organization working among the Dalits for their socio-economic and political rights. Now, globalization is on the very much on the increasing trend. Already the Dalit people are have lost their human dignity, lost their economic right and social political rights, and globalization increases this gap between the haves and the have-nots. And especially in the Indian context, the so-called dominant caste people are always in the upper hand, and Dalits are at the very the lower strata. So this social forum, if we come over here, we could highlight all these issues by which the international community and also the international forums will come about our problems, and in the long run there will be some remedy for our own people. Welfare in the sense, well, if we talk about welfare, especially in the Indian context and also the world context, Indian context, nearly 40-50% people are the downtrodden and the marginalized people. Even at the world level, about 6 billion people are there, and most of them are the deprived class people. And welfare means it should not be the welfare for always for the rich and the developed people, especially in the world context. If you speak, that the developed countries are always on the upper hand and the developing countries are always at the receiving end. So what we see is that welfare means it should be for everybody. Equality should prevail, and all types of rights should also be equal to all people. So these forums could help in such a way that ordinary people also will have their own say, and they will also get their share in the total benefit or the welfare of the entire world. Yeah. See, now in the globalization, always especially the developed countries with their own ideology and where their own programs, they are imposing it through IMF or World Bank or other mechanisms, and they are expecting that the third world countries should follow that. But what we propose is that the world should recognize the very ordinary people's rights, very ordinary people's interests, and their interests should be protected and promoted in such a way that the equality should provide. And especially in the context of Dalits, already we are the people, we are the very marginalized people. We are nearly 18-20% within India, and this globalization will not bring any sort of remedy to these people. And definitely our rights should be strengthened by way of talking to other people here. Well, in India, we the activists, especially the human rights activists and the environmental activists, we have got a network opposing this genetic engineering for the reason that the seeds are coming now, and the seeds they are selling, the G8 countries, they are selling the seeds, and we are losing our own traditional seeds. That seeds are having that capacity to produce, to reproduce and all that, but the seeds which we are getting from the foreign countries, especially from Monsantos, that it's not very much useful and which is against our nature. So in that respect, we are opposing that. And also some plants are also coming. For example, drumstick plants or other plants are coming out. And they say that the genetic engineering will give more production. At the same time, it will not have the reproductive effect on that. That potentiality is not there. That's why we people are opposing that. And we claim that the seeds which we are having, traditional seeds, is having that potentiality of having its life for generations together, and still we have it. That's why we are opposing that. Yes. See, science and technology that we should welcome, provided if it is for the entire community. But at the same time, the science and technology goes to the hands of only the rich people, and they are trying to exploit the very ordinary people in the name of science and technology, which we oppose. Especially the science and technology is at the hands of the very rich countries, and they are imposing something for their own welfare, which we don't agree and we oppose that. See, science has got its own plus and minus always, like technology also. But once the science and technology is for the majority of the people, then we can take it up. Otherwise, it's very difficult. For example, nuclear bombs or nuclear energy. We need not say about the bombs, nuclear energy. The nuclear energy is for the entire people, then we can welcome it. But at the same time, nuclear is for the very, only for a few people or few thousands of people, that we are against that. So in that way, we are opposing that. But we see that science and technology should also be there, but it should be put in a very good way that it caters to the need of the very ordinary people.